The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to learn all about stroke, what it is, what causes it, the signs and symptoms, prevention, and the treatment services that are available through Health Alliance Hospital's neurointerventional program. We have a very special guest, and she is Dr. Panka Devili Ramakrishnan. She is Chief of Neurology at Health Alliance Hospital. She completed her medical education at Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University, where she graduated with honors, and she honed her expertise with a residency in neurology at Brigham and Women's Hospital, followed by fellowships in vascular neurology at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and interventional neuroradiology at Emory University. So, Dr. Ramakrishnan, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Doctor, can we begin with the basics for our listeners' benefit as to what stroke is and what its causes are?
Yeah, it's an excellent question and one that cannot be overlooked at all. Stroke affects about 800,000 people in the U.S., so it's an important problem. It's a problem of the brain where the brain suffers a lack of blood flow, either because the blood flow is blocked due to a blood clot, or the blood flow is disrupted due to a blood vessel rupture in the brain causing bleeding. So you can either have ischemic strokes due to a blocked artery in the brain, or you can have a hemorrhagic stroke, which is a bleeding kind of a stroke due to a ruptured brain blood vessel. Both of them can cause high level of disability and at times can be fatal. So it is very important to recognize the symptoms and seek immediate medical attention.
Mm-hmm. And what are those signs and symptoms?
There are many, strokes can present in many ways, but some of the common ways in which strokes may present and important to recognize are using the mnemonic Be Fast. Be Fast is made up of BEFASD. So the letters, each of them stand for something to recognize or a call to action. So let's start with the letter B. B stands for balance. So if somebody suddenly loses balance or walking in a funny way or dropping things and are being clumsy, all of those could indicate a balance problem. And that might be a symptom of stroke and they should seek immediate medical attention. So we'll go down that mnemonic in the same way. E stands for a problem with the eyes. So somebody might suddenly lose vision in one eye or both eyes, or have difficulty seeing in the periphery where they keep hitting into things or bumping into things, or see double. Any of those could alert somebody to the fact that they might be having a stroke. F stands for face. So does the face look crooked? Is the smile crooked? Are they drooling from one side of the mouth? Any of these things could indicate that somebody is having a stroke. The A reminds people to think about the arm, but also not to forget the leg. So somebody might have a weak arm or a leg, or numbness of the arm or the leg. So if somebody is unable to lift the arm or doesn't stay up when asked to hold it up, or not able to maintain themselves by standing themselves up, these could be an indicator of stroke. S stands for anything to do with speech and language. So if somebody's slurring their words, or they are unable to speak at all, or what they speak is English but makes no sense, or any permutation of this, it might signal a speech and language problem, which could be a symptom of stroke. The letter T in that mnemonic Be Fast stands for time to call 911 now. Not wait and see if the symptoms gets better or if the symptom gets worse, but to call the ambulance right away so it can be brought to the highest level stroke air center in your region to see if you are indeed having a stroke and put the pathway into motion so you get the best treatment right away.
Mm-hmm. And are certain demographic groups more susceptible to stroke? And what are some of the prevention factors?
Another excellent question. So epidemiologically, meaning if you look at the population as a whole, strokes do happen a little bit more frequently in women than in men. The reasons for that are speculative, but it's about a 60-40 split when you look at population level information. However, going beyond who it affects the most, the risk factors that are associated with strokes are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, excessive alcohol use, sleep apnea, heart conditions, sedentary lifestyle, and a collection of habits, including poor dietary choices.
That almost sounds like American Heart Association's Life Essential 8, which we know a lot about here at the health department. In fact, we have put together a heart disease prevention team to develop and draft a comprehensive strategy and action plan for reducing the rates of heart disease and all and related conditions in Ulster County, which heart disease is the leading cause of death in Ulster County and the state and has and the nation for that matter. It has been for many years. So let's move, if we would, to treatment and which is really your realm. Heart Health Alliance has a neuro interventional surgical service program. Can you tell us about that and, you know, what that is and what it means for people in the community?
Yes, it is a modern approach to stroke treatment. The key to stroke treatment is seeking medical attention right away. So if somebody is able to alert the ambulance and call 911 and they're taken to a center where you can be quickly evaluated to see if you have either ischemic or hemorrhagic strokes, then you could be eligible for treatments that are time sensitive, meaning if you are within the eligibility window for certain medications, when somebody comes in with a ischemic stroke, you might benefit from those treatments. However, if you come to medical attention outside that treatment window, then those treatments would not be something you'd be eligible for. There'd be more risk than benefit. So seeking timely medical attention is cornerstone of stroke treatment. There are multiple ways to treat ischemic strokes. Those who are eligible for time-dependent treatments might be eligible for clot-busting medicine called tenecteplase. The shorthand is TNK. If there is a large clot that is blocking a large blood vessel, either on the way to the brain or in the brain, they may be eligible to have the blood clot removed, which is one of the treatments offered by neurointervention. It's a minimally invasive procedure to remove the blood clot lodged in one of these blood vessels. And the treatment is offered to patients where there is a significant amount of brain still at risk of dying from that blood clot blocking blood flow to the brain. So again, as you can see, timeliness in seeking medical attention is imperative because that determines how much more brain there is left to be damaged that we can save from going down that path. If patients come too far into their stroke, there may not be any brain left to save, regardless of any treatments that we might be able to offer. So again, this is a plea to the community and the audience for this session to really keep that in mind and recognize the stroke symptoms and call 911 where they can bring you to the highest level stroke center.
Mm-hmm. And what does the evaluation look like? Can you walk us through that just, you know, briefly? Like a patient arrives at the door of the ER emergency department. What happens then?
when the patient comes and if they've called 911, the ambulance notifies the hospital ahead of time. So everybody's ready for the patient, right from the emergency room team, including the doctor, the nurse, the registration team, the CT techs, to be able to get a CAT scan right away, the laboratory technicians so that they can draw some quick blood work. All these things are ready and waiting for the patient so that we can make the diagnosis quickly and then contact the stroke specialist to make additional recommendations for the treatment that they might be eligible.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into more of this in the second segment, but Health Alliance now is geared up with more advanced technology and more services and experts such as yourself to handle advanced treatment in this respect?
That is correct. Yes. Health Alliance is a primary stroke center. They've added neurointerventionalists, one of which is me, doing these high-level stroke treatments. They're adding more neurologists, more emergency staff, personnel, radiologists, brand new ICU. So the full spectrum of treatment is available with Health Alliance focused on developing these high-level treatments for stroke patients.
Great. Dr. Ramakrishnan, we want to learn exactly what those are, and this is really fascinating. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs. Life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about stroke, its causes, prevention, signs and symptoms, and treatment. And our guest is Dr. Ramakrishnan. She is Chief of Neurology at Health Alliance Hospital. So Dr. Ramakrishnan, before the break, we were talking about what stroke is, its causes, the signs and symptoms, and prevention factors. Can we go into a little bit more detail on prevention and also signs and symptoms so people really understand when they need to, how much, to what degree, and how fast they need to respond?
Definitely. It's an important piece of information that people can use right away, especially knowing that you can prevent 80% of the strokes. I mean, that's an incredible number. 4/5 of the stroke never need happen if fundamental preventive measures are taken by our population. So what are those things? We talked a little bit earlier about certain risk factors. Those risk factors, if they are controlled, can minimize anybody's incidence of stroke. And all of those risk factors go into this 80% risk reduction. So let's go get into them. So high blood pressure, it is a significant risk factor for stroke. And what can people do if they are diagnosed with high blood pressure? It's really important to follow medical recommendations by their doctor, to take the medicines to keep the blood pressure under good control, and continue to engage in healthy behaviors, including really modifying their diet to improve it, keeping really well hydrated, being active, and that can just mean walking about 20 to 30 minutes a day just for the sake of walking. And, you know, minimizing alcohol intake and avoiding tobacco and recreational drugs. These things have a big impact on development of high blood pressure, and that's really key. So if you know that you have high blood pressure, to prevent that from causing additional problems, including stroke, keeping that under control is a really good first step. What are some of the other risk factors that we talked about? We talked about high cholesterol, and again, the same advice would apply. If you're diagnosed with that, diet, exercise, and medication form the cornerstone of minimizing the risk of high cholesterol from causing a stroke. Diabetes would fall into the same category, as would a diagnosis of any heart condition. Atrial fibrillation is a common one that people may be diagnosed with that can result in stroke. So again, very important to work closely with your cardiologist to keep that under control and take the medicines recommended for it, which might also include a blood thinner to prevent stroke from happening due to blood clots. Sleep apnea is an under-recognized risk factor amongst our population. It is recognized in the medical community as a risk factor for stroke, and patients are often recommended to wear devices to minimize snoring and secondarily not having enough oxygen to the brain while they're asleep. So taking the measures that are recommended and improving sleep hygiene is a very important piece of minimizing the risk of stroke due to sleep apnea. We talked about diet and exercise, and they are just good recommendations for staying active, eating healthy, and keeping hydrated to first and foremost avoid some of these risk factors that we already discussed. But if you have them as another added preventative to minimize further exacerbating these risk factors and also improving the overall health. We talked about tobacco cessation, and that includes both first and secondhand smoke exposure. It is important to avoid it yourself and important to minimize being around those who smoke, because that does increase your risk of cerebrovascular diseases, and stroke is certainly one of those diseases that can be affected by it. Moderation in alcohol intake is another risk factor, and we know that the medical definition of moderation is different from social definition of moderation. The biological exposure to more than one glass of wine in a 24-hour period is what is considered excessive. Social definition would vary incredibly so. So using the medical definition for moderation in alcohol use is important to recognize what thresholds you really have to stay south of in order to minimize the risk of stroke. Recreational drugs have an adverse impact on blood vessels and can increase the risk of stroke. And again, important to avoid that altogether. The next thing is, if somebody were to have a stroke, important to recognize that, you know, what they might be experiencing as a sudden neurologic change could actually be a stroke. And the symptoms of ischemic stroke and hemorrhagic stroke can be identical. Strokes due to a blood clot or strokes due to a bleeding blood vessel. The more important thing is to recognize that something catastrophic might be happening to the brain, and it is really important to seek attention. So if there is weakness of the arm or the leg, or not able to feel the arm or the leg, That could be a symptom of stroke. So if you cannot lift your arm, if you can't stand on your own 2 feet without assistance, if you're falling, if you have a balance problem or dropping things, if your words are coming out slurred or you're drooling from one side of the mouth, or you can't speak or understand, or if you have a visual disturbance where you can't see or are bumping into things or seeing double, these are all signaling that it might be a stroke. And the important thing to recognize is that you don't need to have them all. Any one of them could be a symptom of stroke, and it is imperative to call 911 right away. Some people might call 911, but then when the emergency personnel come, the symptoms may have already resolved on their own and decide not to seek attention. In fact, it is really important to seek medical attention right away, even under those circumstances, by calling 911, because this might be the warning sign that your brain has given you so that you can put measures in place before that episode turns into a stroke. These vanishing temporary neurologic symptoms are called TIA, transient ischemic attack. And in 1 in 6 patients, those people who don't seek medical attention, this can evolve into stroke. So again, it's a warning system of the brain, similar to the check engine light coming on in the car, alerting you to need to see the mechanic without delay.
So doctor, in the notes here, it talks about neurointerventional surgical services. And, you know, you were talking about getting the importance of getting to a patient to a stroke center that has advanced treatment services and technologies. Can you talk about that and specifically what's available at Health Alliance Hospital with all of the improvements that have been made?
Sure. Health Alliance Hospital, as some of you may know, has a brand new hospital that they've built where they're adding services and building the neurosciences team. As I mentioned previously, we are a team of 3 neurointerventionalists, and we have just added one of those neurointerventionalists, just added a new neurologist to the team. We have a brand new ICU. We have a advanced capability with CTs and MRIs to be able to do the diagnosis right there. We have a full team of telestroke providers who can assess you as part of the Westchester Health Network right away without any delay if anybody's coming in with stroke symptoms. You may be eligible if you do have an ischemic stroke for a clot-busting medicine that we mentioned earlier called TNK. It can be administered right there. If you have a stroke where there is a large blood clot that is blocking blood flow to your brain, the neurointerventional team might be able to offer treatment to remove that with the help of the larger Westchester Health Network support systems in place. The neurointerventional space is currently being built right at Health Alliance to be able to do that right there. And the entire team and the full expertise of the Westchester Health Network is at the patient's bedside to be able to make the right triage decisions for these patients as far as what level of treatment they need and you know, who is going to be providing them, all done seamlessly right there.
That's really wonderful. Boy, what an asset to the community. So, doctor, before we run out of time, how do people make an appointment or reach out to you and your team?
It's an excellent question. So if any of the patients are experiencing symptoms, of course, they should call 911. They should not be calling any office numbers to make appointments. But if they have risk factors or previous strokes or need other neurologic support services, they can call our number. It is 845-483-5951, and they will be directed to our office staff to be able to make appointments for their condition.
Wonderful. So Dr. Ramakrishnan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about stroke and how to prevent it and the need to seek immediate medical attention. And for everything that you and your colleagues do, we really appreciate it. It's really terrific. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you for having me.
And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.